And it's 13 minutes after 9 o'clock, and we've got the Native American Activism Conference. It's coming up on the 18th and 19th. Joining me here in the studio, we've got Shanae Bishop and Connor Handley. Thanks for both of you for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So I guess just explain who you guys are and what you do.
Okay, my name is Shanae Bishop. I came into this kind of action by being a part of the Intertribal Student Drum, which is kind of an unofficial club where we get together and sing and practice songs, traditional songs, somewhat. and so I came into this and met Jacqueline just in unofficial, like, social gatherings. If you don't know, Jacqueline Bowman is the faculty person that the director of the Intercept program that was removed from her position in kind of a very wrong and sudden way. I was heading out of town when it happened, and I got a text that just I had to pull over for because she was that kind of influential and important person to me and to many other students. So
it really rocked a lot of people on campus, and there was quite a bit of protest about it. And Connor, explain what you do.
My name is Connor Handley. I am Yaqui and Yavapai. My family is originally from Arizona, but I go to school here at Humboldt State University. And I'm the vice president of the Indigenous Peoples Student Alliance on campus. And I'm also an Intercept student, so Jacqueline was a really important, is still a really important part of my life. And she's really influenced a lot of the things that I've done and influenced my education much for the better. I wouldn't be here in Humboldt County without Jacqueline.
Let's talk a little bit about the conference that's going to be coming up. You've got speakers, you've got traditional dancers and music. Let's touch a little bit about that.
So the conference, we kind of organized because, you know, after all the protests and after everything that happened, it really became clear that people were fed up and tired and wanted something to rally around and to make a change. And so there was a lot of protests and a lot of people came out for that, and so much energy and time and effort got put into that, that we decided we wanted to create something lasting out of this. And so we started organizing this protest, and at first we thought it was just – or this conference, and we thought it was just going to be a local thing. But really, when we put it out there on Facebook and on social media, it blew up across the country. I've been getting calls from Haudenosaunee people in New York, from family in Arizona, from Menominees in Wisconsin who all want to come out to this conference.
Wow.
Because it, you know, it's really what we realized is it's not, you know, the state of education for Native American students in Humboldt we thought was bad, but it's across the board, across the entire country, across the entire continent, really, that things need to change. And so hopefully what we get out of this conference is a resolution that we can start to use and to show people of what we'd like to see for Indigenous peoples in higher education.
So let's now step back a little bit, and because there are maybe people tuning in and going, what are they talking about exactly? So let's step back a little bit and explain what happened last year, which caused quite the stir on campus.
So last year, well, let's go all the way back to last May. We got word. So basically, there's two programs at HSU for Native American students. There's the ITEP program and the Intercept program, and both of them provide services, one for students in the humanities. Specifically, it was originally for teachers, and then the Intercept program provides students provides support for students in the sciences. And Jacqueline Bowman was the director of Intercept. And over the past, I'd say about 10 years, those programs have been significantly reduced in their staffing, in their ability to help students. While the number of Native students has been going up, the program support has been going down proportionally. And so Jacqueline Bowman was at the forefront of fighting for that program and making sure that it would be taken care of. And so last May, we got word through sources within the administration that Jacqueline Bowman was going to be terminated from her position. So we protested, we came out, and the old president of HSU came out and met us, and we had a backdoor meeting with him where he promised that Jacqueline's job was not going to be terminated, that we were, you know, we were making this whole idea of our programs disappearing up, and that nothing was going to change. Everything would be the same. And so we came out of that meeting feeling good, feeling like we were going to be okay. And then last semester, we got a new president at HSU. The administration changed, switched over some things. And on October 13th, I believe, which was a Thursday afternoon, three administrators walked into the Intercept House, which is a house on campus. It's a place for Indian students to go and to be, and you know, they came into the house and in the middle of the day and fired Jacqueline in front of all of her students. There were students taking tests. There were students who were just hanging out there, and they said, everyone needs to get out of the building. We're locking the doors. We're changing the locks, and Jacqueline's gone.
A student failed a test during that, which I don't know if he ever made up, but they were working on that. And that was when I got the text that they got rid of Jacqueline. And one of my friends was one of the people there who was just kind of, you know, emotionally damaged by that, what felt like a raid, you know, and pretty much a violation of our community space that is somewhere we keep special for each other.
Now, what is the condition of the Intercept program now?
They have implemented an interim director at Intercept, and they're attempting to start a national search process to find a new director for the position. They've asked for two student representatives to serve on the hiring committee. And at first, they just kept it within Intercept. They were trying to find students within Intercept. No one would volunteer. No one is willing to partake in that because it means that we accept that Jacqueline was fired. And none of the students do. It's something that the administration has done completely on their own. And so they couldn't find any students to serve on the committee. They branched out to the entire school. They sent emails across the entire school. Not one student has come forward to serve on this committee. So it's kind of halted the process for the time being.
What do you hope will happen?
Well, one thing we have asked for is that the university apologize to Jacqueline personally and offer her job back. And if she wants that or not is up to her. But we want that gesture there and very public. They have apologized for the way she was terminated, and the president herself said that she will make sure that it never happens like that again. But that's not really... That's kind of skirting around the issue in a very kind of political words kind of way. Like, we want that directness. And that's one thing. We have quite a few. We're calling them demands, and that's kind of forceful language. But, you know, what was that quote you said? Power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will.
Frederick Douglass.
So... this conference, getting back to this now, taking place the 18th and 19th. Where is it happening?
It's happening at the Native American Forum at HSU, which is on the south side of campus. It's a building that was built for the Native American community a few years ago, and it's slowly become kind of taken away from the Native American community. It's been really hard to reserve that room for anything. We're lucky that we got it for this conference. And recently we even saw that the name of the forum had been changed, and it's not even called the Native American Forum anymore on the school's website. It's called the BSS Forum.
Colloquially, we call it the Native Forum, and people usually know what you're talking about. But officially, it's the BSS Forum.
Interesting. So let's explain what's happening at this conference. You've got speakers. Talk about some of the speakers that are coming.
So a lot of the speakers that are coming are all indigenous people who have experience in fighting for their rights, fighting for things that are important. So Some of our speakers include Deborah Sanchez, who's coming up from L.A. She's a Chumash woman. She's one of the first Superior Court judges in L.A. County. Tia Oros-Peters, the director of the Seventh Generation Fund, will also be coming to talk. There's the director of the Civil Liberties Defense Center out of Eugene, Oregon, Lauren Regan. A lot of people are coming from great distances to speak at this conference, and really just to get all the students and people who come, community members, inspired and to continue the fight.
We will also be having a kind of presentation of a timeline. Marlon Sherman and Jacqueline Bowman will be presenting on kind of their experiences as our mentors in the past and how things have developed over the last 10 and 20 years as far as kind of the reducing of these Native programs. And some students will be presenting, too, about what happened last semester and why and what we're doing about it.
This isn't a new situation for Indian people. We've been fighting a lot of these fights for a long, long time. And so really, I think the point is to try and bring some of our elders in who have fought this kind of fight before and share knowledge intergenerationally about how to keep going.
I mean, you look at the country's history, and it's just checkered with this kind of a thing. And a lot of violence as well. And, you think about, today's era, and you think, well, we must be past all that at this point. But clearly not.
Right.
Still a ways to go.
It feels like that. And it's also kind of like a voluntary amnesia as far as what's happened in the past. And just...
We're trying to break out of that.
Yes. So now you guys are doing this during the Martin Luther King holiday weekend. Explain why you chose this date.
Well, Martin Luther King really is one of the most inspirational leaders of all time in my experience. A lot of people talk about him and there's all these holidays about him. But if you really look at his life and the work that he did, he really is one of those few examples of people that you can look back and go, he did a whole lot right, you know?
Yeah.
And so really the day seemed to fit perfectly in honor of him and, moving forward with that work. And knowing that this movement that we've experienced at HSU isn't just a Native American movement. It's not just an indigenous movement, but the people that have organized with us are from all colors, all races. At the beginning, we organized a lot with the Black Student Union at school and with Free and other representatives from different clubs of different ethnicities, because people at the school and probably in the country in general are feeling drawn together, by the same struggles that we're facing. The school has a history of firing people of color who stood up and stood out for their students. Recently, the mentor to the Black Student Union last semester, a man named Stephen Bell, was also let go by the university. One of the reasons cited was because his relationship to students had become too personal, too close, because he was mentoring.
Is that a good thing?
Wow.
You would think.
Yeah. Another reason we chose this weekend, I believe, is that while we are extremely passionate people, and you mentioned the word violence as far as the history of this nation, really, as of this land, especially locally, we're rooted in our peaceful protest. We will not become violent. And that's part of the inspiration of Martin Luther King.
Excellent. Well, have any of you been in touch with Ms. Bowman to find out if she is interested in coming back?
That's a situation that's it's hard, because if I were in her place, looking at the school as it is, coming back to HSU, say they were to give her a job back, it's kind of like coming back into a birdcage. You're going to be fighting a lot of the same battles and trapped in a lot of the same things. At the same time, though, I know that Jacqueline really is like a family member to a lot of us, and I think that she would do anything to be back in that position, and I think that us as her students and her her family would do anything to get her back.
She's very selfless, and I think that's ultimately going to be up to her whether she wants to come back or not. Yeah, but like you said, she's our family member, and we would love to have her back. But she'll be in our lives no matter what position she holds.
So the Native American Activism Conference, it's the 18th and 19th, and give the times for this. When does it get underway?
Opening each day starts at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. Speakers will be finishing at 6 p.m. And then
there's going to be music.
Music.
I forgot. So there's lots of indigenous.
Dancing.
Yep. Dancing.
Yes, that'll be during
music.
The day.
So there's traditional dance groups coming during the day, and they'll perform during the day. And then at nighttime, we're going to have, on Sunday night, there'll be different hip-hop artists from across the country coming in, indigenous hip-hop artists from all over. There's a huge scene in Native hip-hop music right now. And so a few big names are coming through: Savage Family, Mr. Chief Chanta, Richie Ledrigal, to just name a few. And then on Monday night, we're having there's a band called Almas Fronterizas, which is an indigenous music group out of the Bay Area, and then my band, Into the Current, will be playing on Monday night as well.
Fantastic. And you explained where it is, but for those who aren't aware of how the campus is laid out, if you could let them know exactly where it is, if anyone wants to join.
It's in the Native American Forum on the south side of the HSU campus. It's it's the tallest point on campus, I'm pretty sure. Big building.
Yeah, yep. Right next to the BSS building. I believe that street is 14th.
Right off of 14th.
14th and Union, mm-hmm. I think, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Well, Shanae and Connor, thank you both for coming in and talking so eloquently. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely, and best of luck with this.
Thanks.